If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields, 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Also, it's really important from talking to Carson to let people know that just new, maybe a year out of school or just getting out of school, you don't have this remarkable resume at this time in your life.
Nope.
Don't stress that.
Why?
Don't be like, oh, I'm not going to apply because this is currency. This is, you know, this is too big, you know, like that. They understand it. That's Sand Hills Global gets it. So they're willing to help you work with it. So don't get all freaked out. They understand, hey, listen, this person's young. They've been out for a year or two, whatever it is. They don't have this resume of like, okay, and then here's 42 references. No, they get it. They want to train you.
Good.
That's what they want to
That's
do.
That's hope.
Yes, it's hope. It's exactly right. It's exactly right.
And so, they'll hire you based on some potential.
On potential like that. And he said, there'll be an interview process. You get a chance to shine during that. I mean, they're smart enough to know, like I said, all great things that happen are that doesn't like going, well, we did this, and this. You have to take a few risks every now and then.
Yeah.
You gotta take a few risks on, if you're gonna bet on people, just bet on people.
They bet on Hanson. How that turned out.
They bet on Jim Hanson. Yep. Jim Hanson changed Sand Hills Global.
Hanson came into our show with a prepared statement.
Yes, he had a prepared statement. Better times.
Hanson.
FinTech.
Hanson was involved in better times.
Yes. Hanson.
Thank you to Currency. One last thing before I promise we'll move on from this. There's a great couple texts that came in.
We don't have to move on.
Don't have to move on. Another edition of what, Jake?
Better times. We chatted about...
That was the best line ever. That's another edition of Better Times.
We chatted about the Pinewood Derby, and somebody says, three texts, he says, they have not only races now, but also there's design trophies. So he sends me a picture of his son, who's got a trophy. It says, he won for the outdoor category of design. The follow-up was, his races were not good at all.
Not good at all.
The design is awesome.
Design, though.
But the race is not good.
We could not win that. It was winner only. It was finish line only. If you had the coolest looking, like, wow, look at Johnny's Pinewood Derby car. They didn't care. No one cared. There was no, you didn't get judged on it. It was all about winning and losing. That was it.
They're still doing it, though.
They're still doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this design Thank category. You. Thank you to Unnamed Texture.
Unnamed Texture.
Anything on the kickball?
Nope, nothing there.
Nothing on the
floor hockey.
Oh yeah, Greg. Greg texted in and said,
toothless.
We were calling.
missing
tooth. we were calling it field hockey erroneously. It's floor hockey.
Well, I'm still gonna call it field hockey. We all knew what we meant. We all knew what we meant.
We weren't out in the field.
We were in the field.
You guys didn't go out on the field.
No, it was always inside. Yeah, it was 100% inside.
Yeah. I was gonna say I don't remember ever going out on the field.
No. That was a February type activity.
Yeah, you could have. I wonder. You maybe could have, but we
I think all the sticks, the bottom part were yellow. Ours were yellow, I believe.
No, ours were not all yellow, but they were sticks. They were basically hockey sticks.
And they were in a box, in a tall box. You just whipped them out, and and just ran over and just grabbed a stick, and you just started swinging it. You just started swinging it as fast as you could, just to practice. And remember the little puck?
Yes. Yeah. I remember like it was yesterday. It was fun.
Better times.
Better times. What is it, Jake?
Saw this yesterday from last week. Kenny Dillingham, head coach of Arizona State, of course, picked last year. They won the conference.
God, that's amazing.
He's at the Big 12 meetings last Thursday. He was asked how much fun it was to be among the favorites after being picked to finish last. He says, quote, "It's less fun, to be honest. It's naturally motivating for people to say, you suck. And it's way more difficult to see people to say, you're good. I'm not one who actually likes the limelight or people telling me I'm good anyway. So to me, it's more uncomfortable. I'd much rather be an underdog. I want to try to be somebody people count out. I'd say this is definitely uncomfortable to always get positive praise." Sip, you have been a proponent a long time of not wanting to be an underdog.
Well, I just don't think, I don't have anything against underdog. It's just not somewhere you want to exist all the time. You don't want to be an eternal underdog. It means you're terrible. And you just got to surprise everybody.
Every year. Where's Arizona State? I picked dead last again.
Yeah, that's where I want to be.
I want to be last.
No, I don't think you want to be an underdog all the time. It's nice in those years or those occurrences where you get to surprise people and all of that and take people by surprise. But I'd rather be the New York Yankees where I'm the dog. I'm the big man. And you got to take
me
down.
You want to be Ohio State.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It's fine to be the underdog sometimes, but if you exist in that world all the time, it just means you're no good, right?
You don't want to be every year and year out. Like there you go. Well, we're picking you dead last again.
Yeah,
picking
great. Because that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
No, that's not where you want to
low
be.
Low expectations. Yeah.
No, high expectations, it is hard to deal with, right?
Those, like I said, we've all seen failures at that, and it's usually pretty simple. It's one of those things you just kind of say, you know what? We just weren't as good, certain specific part of the team wasn't as good. That was, it's all gets said and done. It's like, they predicted us to be really good. Our players played really good. Everyone worked really hard. There was no issues and we just failed. Probably not. Usually it comes around by going, you know what? In the end, we weren't real good at this. We were not real good at O-line or D-line or someplace where, where's the fail at? Mm-hmm. That's generally kind of what it is. But there's a lot, and I tell you what, their psyche. They are college kids. It happens in the NFL. It happens everywhere in pro sports. Just, you see it go back and forth in NBA. Like a team just gets. Well, didn't Murray State, who beat Ole Miss last night to make it to the Super Regional? I think Ole Miss beat them like 17-1 or something.
Early on, they did. Yeah,
early somewhere in the regional. Yep. Beat them just by
State beat them.
And beat them. Came back and they beat them. So things can change also. That's why I see series go, man, wow. I had no idea they had that in them. They came back and won that game. I didn't think that would happen. So there's a lot of things that go with it, with the psyche part of it too.
There is. And I just have, to me, Jake, it's just more about, I admire those teams that are at the top and can stay there because it's not easy.
They're not scared of it.
We're not scared of it.
We expect to be great. We're going to be great.
Right, and it's hard to do. I mean, those guys that are like Lanning, like Day, those guys are at the top. It's hard to stay there, and they do it. I mean, they're just – those are the guys I admire much more than – oh, we're the little plucky underdog, and we're going to try to take down Oregon. And if we take down Oregon, that'll be great. Yeah, and you'll take them down one time out of 10, okay? Because they're way better than you, and they manage their program way better. Those are the guys I admire. Not the little plucky guy.
So do you have a problem with Dillingham's comments?
No, I don't. I mean, he should – it's a feather in his cap that they're picked first in the Big 12, and he should embrace it.
The story from – I mean, it was very well discussed and made a big deal of what he did last year.
Yes.
But it should – I don't think Emma can really grasp it. To be picked dead last.
Hey, Bill.
And win it. And then also have Texas on a 4th-and-13.
Should have won the game.
But here's the thing. Is it more about they were not a last place team if you watch them.
No.
They were good.
No, that's my point. The same thing. It's like things didn't go so well. Yeah, you really weren't that good. That's why it didn't go so well.
No,
same thing. Things went good for them. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They were good.
I mean, just throw on. Do you mean many teams that wouldn't want Scataboo?
Oh, in Levitt?
Everyone won.
Yeah, Levitt and Scataboo.
Yeah, so I mean, there's players. I mean, and their best wide receiver didn't even play.
In the
playoffs.
Yeah, he's good. He's good, and they were good.
Yeah, they were really good.
It was my point, Bill. It was a bad pick, just a bad pick by the media.
Yeah,
you picked that team last, really?
Yeah,
I mean, did you do?
You watch
they
him?
Went 3-9. Do you know anything about
the team? Yes, yeah, so right. If I that'd be the thing I'd ask. If I was whoever, I'd look at all the pundits, be like, I'd ask someone if you were the one who picked him, I'd be like, Steve, did you research him? I researched him, and there was nothing like. Okay, it looks like they got a lot of draft picks on the team, and they're in the Big 12. So I don't get this.
They were picked 3. They went 3-9 the previous year. People just didn't do any research on them, apparently.
Well, it's harder now.
And Sam Levitt coming wasn't seen like as a world beater coming from Michigan State. He was fine, but he elevated his game big time at Arizona State.
Well, you just didn't know. I mean, you didn't know about him.
And Scadaboo from Sacramento State, no one knew who he was. I mean, they knew this. They've heard the name with the stats, but it's from Sacramento State. They didn't think he'd be as good as he was at Arizona State.
Classic example of slash whoever's in charge.
Yeah.
GM, whatever. I went and got Scadaboo from...
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Sac State.
Oh,
they went and got Lovett from Michigan State. Again, nobody freaked out when they got Lovett.
No,
it was like, oh man, watch this.
No,
and he'll be a first round draft pick.
One guy, I told you, one guy in my life told me that I dismissed it completely. Graham Couch, recognize that name?
Yep, Michigan State.
Yeah, he covers Michigan State. Mm-hmm. He's like our age, maybe a little younger. And when Nebraska was dealing with Levitt, I asked Graham, is this kid any good? And he said, oh, God, yes, he's really good. That was the only – and I was like, really? I didn't believe him, really, but he was right. Couch knew. He knew. But, no, not a lot of people did. Now, here's the thing, defending the media. It's hard to know a lot of teams. Like we were talking about Michigan State. They have 61 first- and second-year guys in the program. How do you know? How do you project them?
Yeah, and especially it's almost like when someone else like that, you know, a reporter from Piscataway covers Rutgers, and he's going to rank Nebraska. What's he know about him? Has no idea.
Not much.
It'd be like you talking. Well, let's dig into Maryland. Let's dig into Rutgers. What do they have? You don't know.
I'll give you an example. I can do this because I'm not going to name him. It's in UCLA. It's LA market, so there's a zillion guys. I was talking to a guy at UCLA. For a UCLA preview, and one of the questions is what do you think about the UCLA Nebraska matchup? He goes, well, I know Nebraska has Dylan Raiola, and I know they have a tradition of good defense, so I'd probably pick Nebraska. I'm like, no, just based off that.
That's it. Tradition and Raiola.
Is Tom Osborne still there? Yeah. Is Tom still there? Because he won a lot of games, right? Him and Devaney?
But it kind of comes down to perception. You know?
Oh, there's no. When you get into logo conversations, it's a heavy logo conversation.
Doesn't it? Okay, now I'll give you an example of what this off season and along these lines is really interesting to me regarding Ohio State. They have hardly any returning starters, but everybody's assuming they're certainly a top five team.
How do we know the quarterback's going to be? He's never played,
right?
Yeah,
and they don't have. They
haven't won at all.
Yeah. They lost a ton. And I don't know who they got, but when you
get the receiver,
Jeremiah Smith. I mean, they have Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs, and that's what you read all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, they have Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. I'm like, well, okay, what about the rest
that's
of the
two
team?
Guys? Give me some more.
Let's just also remember at Arizona, they had Fifita back at quarterback who won 10 games the year before and played remarkable, and they had a first-round draft pick wide receiver.
Yep. He went top 10 pick.
Ninth. So let's think about that. Returning quarterback and a top 10 pick at receiver, and think they won three.
Yeah.
I mean, they got crushed.
See, you
got
to have a lot.
So just the... You know, just to say, like, in general, when you start talking about the Ohio State team, it's not so much the, okay, they have a receiver and they have a safety. It was like they had dudes up front on both sides. Then they had running backs that could run the ball downhill, two elite guys. And they had a quarterback who has played and won a lot of games. All those things where that was almost more important. I mean, because there's a couple games in the playoffs where Jeremiah Smith didn't do anything.
Right. Exactly.
And so
I think he had a no-catch game in the playoffs. But
he had some phenomenal moments, but yes.
The assumption of Ohio State being like a prime national title contender has been interesting to me because everything I read, it's always, well, they have all these new stars. So how do you know how good they are? How do we know? But that
benefit of the doubt for them.
Of course, that's what it is. It's in its perception. It's largely that.
I'm curious, yeah. Julian Sain's first game is Texas. He's never played before.
But from hello, from distance, it's logo. It's logo from distance.
Logo carries a lot of weight.
Study it a lot. You know, dig into. Have you spent? Like I said, you talked to Michigan State, but have you really delved into UCLA?
No.
You feel really good.
I couldn't. It's hard to do.
Here's what's going on out there. Well, we all know they have a new quarterback.
I delved into him to the extent I talked to their writer, but you don't really get that much. It looks to me, by the way, like UCLA, if you're asking, they're really veteran up front on defense. And they're big and veteran on defense. They scare you a little bit that way. And they got Amaliva.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good quarterback.
He is.
I don't know if he's a great quarterback, but he's a pretty good quarterback.
Solid,
he's pretty good.
Yeah. They don't have much. They just don't have that much. They don't. They beat Nebraska last year, so I don't want to disparage them. They came in here and put a whooping on Nebraska.
I left
so I'm
early.
Not disparaging.
Jake left, early. Left the game early.
27-7.
I watched the rest of it. No, I just was disappointed.
That's Jake.
Cold. I wasn't cold at all.
Remember, that's
just pissed off.
That's how Jake flips the script. If he goes, if I leave, I can be the one.
Yep.
The gods are looking down, and they're saying, Jake, if you leave the stadium, we'll turn this thing around.
I did. Well, I watched the game. I didn't turn it off. I walked to a different party and watched it there. They still lost it.
His viewing habits are very interesting.
Very interesting.
They're concerning.
He paces around the basketball arena. He just loses his mind.
I pace around the arena. That's a fact. I pace around Brewskis, too, watching Dolphins games back and forth. Back and forth. Just the idiot over there. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels. To Bagels and Joe, today's topic. College football head coaches. I give you...
Oh, God.
The coach's name, you tell me what school he's at.
Bill, come on.
Would you give him to us again?
I give you the person's name. What school is he at? Much, much easier that way.
Why don't you have it the other way?
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
The problem with these types of shows is it...
Well, Jake, Jake comes at us because he makes them very obscure.
It could be embarrassing.
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Sports.
Yeah.
If you know your college football head coaches, call us 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Shut up, Sipple. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe. We're playing for a business box of bagels. 12 bagels and 2 tubs of cream cheese. Courtesy
two tubs.
Of Bagels and Joe. If you lose, you still get a bagel and a coffee. Today, we have Chris. Chris, how do you feel about college football head coaches today?
Hey, I don't know about this. It would have been easier if we were back in the 70s. I could name them all, man. But nowadays, I don't know. This will be tough. And it's good talking to you guys again.
This is Chris at the Baldwin Shop chiming in. So,
Chris, are you working today?
Yes, I am. Well, it's kind of a rain day. Brad and I are doing potholes.
In the rain. It's hard to put down the toilet paper today, isn't it, in this rain?
Wouldn't stick.
No toilet paper today,
yep.
Coach.
Yeah, I see it.
All right. Chris, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question, as always, for Sip. What school is Ryan Silverfield the head coach of in college football?
Oh, boy. Brad? Brad's shaking his head no, and you guys, I have never heard of the guy.
You've heard of his school, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, we'll give it hints.
You've probably heard of every school, to be fair.
To be fair.
5 seconds, Chris.
Yeah,
five.
Definitely say a name of school, right? I've never heard of it.
Three. Two. One.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing,
okay.
Jake.
I'll give you the horns, Chris.
Hey, Bill. Guys, is it legal to have the schools in front of
no,
you?
No, it's not legal to have the schools in front of you.
There's the teams right here. Okay, let's shut it.
They can do a process of elimination, but don't.
Yeah,
don't
I don't know it.
What? Say the name again.
Ryan Silverfield.
I think we just passed on this.
Passing.
The Memphis. Been there for 5 years. Memphis.
You sure it's Silverfield?
Oh, wow. Once again.
Yes.
Once again, it's fairly embarrassing that we don't know that. Yeah. Who was the coach before him?
That was Norvell.
It was Mike Norvell. Yeah.
I didn't know it.
Before him, it was Fuente. They've had a decent run there of coaches at Memphis. 0-0 tie.
That was fair.
What school is Tony Elliott the head coach of?
Okay, I do.
Brad?
Tony Elliott.
Virginia.
Brilliant!
I don't think you're going to get that one, so I think Bill made the right play there.
I didn't know.
Yeah, nice job, Coach.
Virginia, 1-0 lead for Sip. Bill's out of play. Chris, back to you, down one Sip. What school is Troy Calhoun the head coach of?
Oh, boy.
I know it.
Troy Calhoun.
Layup.
Let's see here.
Five.
I'm thinking.
Four. Three.
I'm going to take a wild guess. How about BYU?
Nice guess.
Same colors.
Yep. That's it for the win.
This is for the win?
Yeah, we'll take it.
We're going to bask in a victory today.
Yes.
It's Victory Tuesday.
Yes.
Air Force.
Brilliant. Oh, boy.
Been there for a long time.
You knew Tony Elliott.
Air Force is correct. Chris, nice effort. Calm down the road.
Hey, great game, you guys. And hey, I want to tell you something about Air Force.
Okay.
I've always said, now I remember us playing them in the 60s a couple of times, and I thought, you know, that would be a great game to go out to Colorado Springs and play Air Force out there.
Yeah.
It's a sweet place to play. I've been there a few times. Played there when I was at Utah.
That would be a riot.
That would be. Make it happen.
It never happened, though, right? Never happened.
No. I doubt it. But anyway, hey, great talking to you guys, and we listen to you every morning.
Oh, all right, Brad. Thank you.
That's Chris.
The Baldwin Shop.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, guys. Oh God, we're 1-1.
Yep.
And we're 29-28. Hey, Rudy. Thank you.
Great job, Rudy. Last question: what school is Butch Jones the head coach of?
Arkansas State.
Not had a great run there.
Okay, on that note then, for Bill, how many games has Butch Jones won through 50 games at Arkansas State?
Through 50.
He's coached 50 games.
26.
Oh, my God. Parallel lives. I was going to say 29.
He's 19-31 at Arkansas State.
19-31. Hey, Butch is not.
No, they've not had a.
It's not gone well.
No, it's not gone well.
But they're champions of life.
They are champions of life. Yes, they are. He's got that going.
Remember
for
he said that?
No, at Tennessee.
Yeah, he once said that at Tennessee. Yeah. I think
there's guys are champions of life.
Yeah, there was a period of record struggle, but he said, we're champions of life.
That's on the record. He said that. And they'll always stick with him until he's done coaching.
He's 19-31.
That's correct.
Moorhead are doing a good job of hanging in there while they're losing a lot. Moorhead's records is incredibly bad.
I think it's worse than that.
Oh, it's way worse.
It is way worse. Than
way worse.
We'll see him
Jones
in
is
September.
Like Bear Bryant compared to Moorhead.
Hour three is next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing.
which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.